Now, lady, you and I be strangers. I do not know you. I'm wholly, wholly depending on Jesus Christ. And here you are, and here's several thousand people sitting here tonight, and they are looking. Many of them have raised their hands as Christians, and they believe and believe that I've told the truth. Now, I see what a position that puts me in. And here you come up out of the audience there, perfect stranger, received a prayer card with a number on it, and here you come up. That be your number was called, and you're the first one for the night. My, how wonderful. Now, if I'm able to know anything, I see you're breathing awful fast. I want you just to be, not excited, just be reverent. Have faith in God. Are you aware of something strange? Now, that's the angel of the Lord. Audience, I wish you could just everyone be close enough now to feel what this is moving down. It's settling, it's coming right in from my right hand side now. The angel of God who I'll have to stand before that day of the judgment. Moving up on. The lady's becoming very conscious of it now. I see a vision moving out. She's moving away from me now. Oh, what a life. Look to me, sister. You're trying to believe, aren't you? Suffering with asthma, for one thing. You've had that for some time, too. They'll see you under an operation or something. That's been some time also. See, a dark-complected doctor seems to be standing. There's someone waiting for you in a hall with a gray suit on. I see a man coming near you. Yes, you've got you're suffering now also from an examination, a tumor. Isn't that right? That tumor's located on your breast, isn't it? Left breast. On the left side. I see the side of the table you're laying on from where they're looking. Don't be fearful. Just leave me now, just a moment. You're wanting to serve God in a different category than what you're serving Him to. You promised God if you could get well that you would go on and seek deeper things of God, haven't you? You were praying near the side of a bed where a chair was. And you said, is that right? And a little green-looking thing hanging there on the side of the wall. But isn't that right? In the room. Do you believe me as His prophet? Will you accept what I tell you? Would you accept Jesus as your healer now? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Jesus Christ as my healer. Go in peace, Jesus Christ, and make you whole. Go on your road rejoicing. Now, get over here. Let us say praise be to God. Now, everyone reverent. I want everyone to be aware that the things that I speak is not myself. That's not my voice. It's my voice, but not me using it. I go into another place and see what's materializing in front of me. The people move away. I, at this time, cannot tell you what was wrong with the person that just prayed for. I just seen a vision. I just have to speak it as it comes to me. And then the person witnesses after it leaves me that it's right or wrong. All right, bring the patient. And everybody real reverent. How do you do, sir? Perceive, of course, by your address that you're a minister. Would you come just a little closer, sir? Our Christ is wonderful, isn't He, brother? I see you're quite a believer. Yes, sir, I do. Say, you have a ministry of praying for the sick yourself. You pray for the sick, don't you? You write much literature and stuff on the same, don't you? Mm-hmm. You come from Canada, don't you? Mm-hmm. That's right. You're suffering with something wrong in your bowels. I say it's cancer of the bowels is what it is. Got ulcerated, begin to start causing you much trouble. Isn't that true? My brother, let me have your hand. Merciful God, I hold now in mind the hand that pens the words that brings relief into this suffering. Satan is trying to destroy this warrior, but thou art here to heal him. O Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon my brother as I speak in thy name. God, if thy servant has found favor in your sight, spare the life of my brother. And may from this night on to that clear up from him, and may he be a warrior on the fields up there that will cost literally thousands to find great help granted, Lord. And I now curse this demon called cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. May it come out of him, and may the man live. God bless you, my brother. Your gallant faith has saved you. You're going home and your ministry is going to increase and you're going to do more for the Lord than you've ever done. God bless you, my brother. Let us say praise be to God. Do you know that man, Brother Baxter? Well, let's say praise the Lord.
I'd just like to say one thing about this man. He corresponded with me about coming to New York. I said, come. I said, there was nothing I could promise. When Brother Branham said that the man had written literature, I was about ready to jump because his last letter to me, he sent me some of his literature on divine healing. Everything Brother Branham said about the man is true, and Brother Branham didn't know it.
I only can say what God has showed me to and tells me to say. What only I can see him materializing in front of me, that I can do. Nothing else I cannot do. But the man is not going to die with the cancer. He's going to live. All right. Bring the patient. How do you do, sister? Would you just come a little closer? I just want you near so that I know when it starts speaking that your voice will be caught in the microphone. You see. I perceive that you are a Christian. Yeah. You've been very much wearied lately. Something has been bothering you. I see when you're standing in the room, you're wearied. Say, it's a tumor, isn't it? It's a tumor that's bothering you. And that tumor, I see you showing, it's in your mouth, isn't it? It's a tumor in your mouth, that is right. See, something happened then, didn't it? The life of the tumor left, sister. You go home to be well in the name of the Lord Jesus' name. Let us say praise be to God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All right. Will the lady come, please? Oh, what a marvelous time. You just should feel now. Faith is just moving everywhere now. Just moving in. How wonderful. Oh, if I only could get this one thing to the people just now. What would take place? It would be unknown to the glory that would be. Now, let's see. Excuse me, sister. It kind of gets a little beside myself. Come just a little closer. I don't believe, humanly speaking, that I ever seen you. We're strangers? Yes, ma'am. I'm just merely trying to help you. You are a Christian. With the Holy Spirit. What a joy that was when you received it. I see you crying and waving your hand. Now, your trouble now is suffering. You're awfully nervous. That's been on you for some time. That's caused by your age, your time of life, menopause. Then I see that you have a female disorder that's bothering you, isn't it? Yes, ma'am. Upset of the stomach a lot. Isn't that true? Is that true what was said? You believe me as his prophet? Raise up your hand. Say, Jesus Christ, I now believe that you died for my healing. I accept my healing now. God bless you, sister. Go eat anything you want to. That drainage will stop. There's an abscess on the ovary, but you're going to be all right now. Go. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Everyone reverent, if you will, please, just reverent. Just a few moments. Don't move around. It interrupts me so bad here. You just know how the pressure moved and how the friction between the people. See, you're in a line of supernatural. And just the least move, you can feel it just interfering, and that throws me out of here. Please be reverent. No wonder Jesus took a man. You say, Brother Branham, what about that? Well, Jesus took a man by the hand and led him outside the city to get away from the crowd. Isn't that right? It was written, look upon us, said Peter. He's done all right. Come, sir. Be irreverent, please. Just a moment. I know it's late, but think of the suffering. You'd wait at Mayo's Clinic day in and out. I was at the Mayo's Clinic 2 years ago. And the marvelous thing, what thrilled my heart, at the Mayo Clinic 2 weeks ago, wrote for my little book that you're getting back there on the stand, on divine healing, to go in their, library for their students. Mayo's Clinic wrote for my book on divine healing, and they want to know how these miracles taken place. They can't deny what is going on, but they want to study how it's done. Praise God. Here's the book that reveals it all. God's secret. All right, brothers, you believe with all your heart, your diabetes is gone from you, so you can go off the platform and be happy. All right, let's say praise be to God. All right, bring the lady. Sister, have faith. You were suffering with the same thing, wasn't you? You go off the platform, get well, in the name of the Lord. Amen. You believe with all your heart? Number one, reverend. What about way back there now? Go to believing. I believe the Lord is going to break through upon this audience in a few moments. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. What do you think about it sitting there? Oh, lady in a wheelchair, what do you think about it? Follow the instructions of the nurse. She knows of God. All right. What do you think, sir, laying on the wheelchair? Are you believing with all your heart? Have faith now. God can make, He's already done it. If your faith will just mount up. Have faith, don't doubt. All of you in the line, you're going to believe now? All right, bring the lady on. Standing in our midst just now, I look down and see Congressman Upshaw, who had been in England for 66 years, run for president of the United States. Known all over the nation, everywhere, in England. The man had been to a place, and the same thing has taken place right here. It was the same thing when he was wheeled into California in one of the meetings. I've seen the man being hurt and all he went through with. And there, sitting there, been in England for 66 years. I said, I see a young boy, he's hurt on by a hay frame near a haystack. Told what kind of a doctor and so forth and all that he had done. And so Brother Baxter comes home, he said, I seen where he was sitting, and the man there, he said, well, that man's a congressman. He's been like that for years, and I started to leave. When I started to leave, I've seen Mr. Upshaw without crutches or wheelchair or anything, going walking just as nimble as he could be. And there, that man, after being crippled for 66 years, I said, thus saith the Lord. Here he is tonight, 85 years old, as nimble as any man, 30 in the building. Looked like if he'd got healed, he got healed back there when his bones just had good calcium and stuff. But God in His power shows that He can do all things. He's a God that was, here He is now waving His hands to you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. All right, lady, your heart trouble left you while you were standing there. Go on the road, rejoice, and you'll be happy. Come, lady. Believe with all your heart. Would you like to lose that old tumor? You'll go off the platform being happy. Gone from you. Let's say praise be to God. Someone out there pray now, accept Jesus. Accept Him as your healer now. In your heart say, I believe. Way back in the back. Up in there, please everyone, be reverent. Be reverent if you will. Don't doubt. Believe. Come, ladies. I say. my dear sister. Just want to talk to you a moment. Yes, ma'am. You think you got everything wrong with me. Heart trouble? That heart trouble caused me indigestion. You have it worse when you lay down after eating, don't you? Your whole trouble's nervousness, isn't that right? It's a mental nervousness, too. I see you holding your head like this and walking. You think sometimes you've lost your mind, isn't that right? But Jesus Christ heals you now. Go on your road rejoicing. God bless you, man. Let's say praise be to God. All right, come, sir. You believe with all your heart? Then you won't have heart trouble no more. You can go off the platform and be well. God bless you, my brother. Let's say praise be to God. I see a man sitting there pulling his knees and praying and crying. He's got something stuffed in his ear. You believe, sir? Of course, I see you got something wrong with your ear. God's able to heal that ear, isn't he? You believe it? Stand up just a minute. Oh, it's not so much ear trouble, it's stomach trouble you're bothered with. Isn't that right? That's right. Raise your hand. That's right. Go home and eat what you want to. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Now, you all can be happy. All right. Come, sister. I see between you and I drips the blood. It looks real clear. Looks like it's got sugar or water in it. You're anemia, aren't you? Go off the platform and receive a transfusion from Calvary by Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, bring your patient. Will you believe, sister, with all your heart as you come? I see you're really sick, feeling the pressure of the enemy. You're suffering with cancer, aren't you? Come here a minute. Lay your handkerchief right here. You believe me, isn't it, Father? Come here. Why don't you look at my hand? That's an ordinary man's hand, isn't it? I want you to put your hand here on mine. So you're touching. Now look what happened. Did you swell up those white things running across it? I'm going to take your hand off. I'll put my hand on. It's not there now, is it? I'll put your other hand on here. It isn't there now, is it? Well, you're just as much human in this hand as you are in that hand. Come here, Brother Baxter. Put your hand here on. It's not there now, is it? Come here, Billy Paul. It's not there now, is it? It's not there now. Now, put your hand on there. But it is now. Is that right? If that's true, hold this hand up so the audience will see. Now, if my hand turns real dark, red, and white, like things running over it, is that right? It's like little pimples or bumps running across my hand. I watch how they come and go. There they come. There they move. Here they come again. You know what? That's a lie, a cancer, malignant growth, which is in you multiplying cells, trying to take your life. I see you've done much praying about this too, haven't you? Seem like without any results, you've tried to believe, you've tried to accept it. Prayed for not long ago, and you thought you were really going to be all right then, but it's proved that it wasn't so. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind, but I see the place where you were standing. But when you heard that I was seen, I believe you've seen something, read something, that just seen you looking down. Then I heard you say, Brother Branham, when I go to his meeting, he prays for me, I'm going to get well. Did you say that? Raise your hand if that's true. Then your faith has saved you, sister. Where's the vibrations at now? They're gone. Now you can go and live. God bless you, mother. Let's say praise the Lord. No prayer. Your faith makes you whole. Is that right? You're happy, are you?
I'm so happy. I've got a peace.
That's right. And he healed your heart trouble just then. Now you can go off the platform happy because you don't have heart trouble no more. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. What about you, sister? Do you believe me with all your heart? You believe I'd be God's prophet? You've been suffering with nervous, haven't you? Stand up on your feet and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus and go out of... God bless you, sister. You won't have those feelings no more now. Go and rejoice. Let's say praise the Lord. just feeling something different now, isn't it, brother? Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Your faith has saved you, my brother. All right. Come, sister. You want to get over that asthma? Raise up your hand and say, I accept you, Jesus, as my healer. God bless you. I'll lay hands on you according to the word that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, be made well. You want to be healed out there? You believe with all your heart? I see the little lady. You feel different about that nervousness now, don't you, sister? But just healed. You feel different. Quieter. Certainly you do. Now let everyone be reverent. You could only know, my Christian friend, what's taking place just now. I look out there and thinking how I'm calling another prayer line, another number just in a minute. What you got your hand up for, lady? You believe me? Lays a red head on there? You believe me as God's prophet? You believe God can reveal to me what is wrong with you there? Look at me just a minute. Yes. Just suffer with a tumor, aren't you? Isn't that right? I see an example. That tumor's on the left leg, isn't it? Isn't that right? But it is, wave your hand back and forth like that. Go home and receive your healing, sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus, He makes you whole. Who wants to be healed? Who wants to believe? Now may our Heavenly Father speak to me just now. I see a man standing right here, right in this wayside, a heavy set man. He's holding him. Oh, yes, he's suffering with a rupture. Let's see where I can see the man. He went out of my vision just then, standing right. Here's just a man sitting right here, kind of thin hair, a big man. Or did you have a rupture? Hurry up. That's right. God bless you, my brother. May the Lord Jesus make you ever with. Oh. Just a moment. I see a man standing before me now, coming this way. Kind of thin fellow, wearing a gray suit and a purple tie. There he sits right down there. Stand up just a minute, sir. The man there is a purple tie, kind of thin-looking man. Oh, yes, you're suffering with stomach trouble. Is that right? And say, you had something wrong with your bladder too, don't you? Isn't there bladder trouble? Upgraded bladder? Is that right? Raise up your hand. Receive your healing, my brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just a moment. I'll be reverent, friends. I'm getting terribly weak. Just a moment. Believe now with all your heart. Now I see a man coming just away, coming right down through here. Just a moment. The man has something wrong with his... I see, no, he's examining a doctor looking at him. He stops, he comes back this way, isn't moving yet. It's his liver. He's got liver trouble. I see the man out here. There sits the man sitting right there. Don't you have liver trouble, sir? Swollen liver, is that right? Raise up on your feet and receive your healing, my brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there anyone else in here who wants to be healed that would accept Jesus as their healer? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. Will you believe me? Have I told you the truth? Has Almighty God been here to vindicate that I told the truth? You believe that so? Believe me as His prophet. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has healed every one of you. You don't have to pick you. The whole thing's moving so now. I don't know where I can see one or not. What will you do and do as I ask you to do? Lay your hands over on one another like this. Put your hands on one another, please. Come here, Brother Richie, Brother Bob, or somebody right quick. Give me a drink of water. I'm sorry, I'm getting so weak. oh God, offer of life, give her mercy. Send out blessings upon this people and bless them, Lord. Heal them, everyone, in the name of thy Son, Jesus. I curse every disease in your name. How do you do, sir? I believe that we are strangers, sir. I do not know you. I'm just going through this merely to contact your human spirit. See? Do you believe that I be God's servant? You do. Now there's something wrong with you, and now if I, by the Spirit of God, could see anything wrong with you, I would have to be able to have some supernatural way to bring it down. Is that right? Or I would know nothing about it. Do you love him?
Yes.
Isn't he wonderful? You're just a little nervous now. See, of course, it's just the tension of you standing here. But nothing to harm. It's all to do good then. It's all to help you. And that's why I'm here tonight. If I didn't think that God had sent me to do something to help these poor sick people, I certainly wouldn't be here as a deceiver. If I couldn't think and didn't know that God had sent me to help the people, I sure wouldn't go to Africa. I'd go home with my family in the morning and take my job back and go to work out there for the conservation. But I wouldn't be a deceiver. But I believe and know that God has sent me to help people. And that's why I'm here tonight, is because that I believe that if God can do something through me to increase your faith, to accept the Son of God as your healer, then you'll get healed. You believe that, don't you? You do, yes. Now, yes, sir? I see you're suffering with a horrible thing. It's called cancer. Is that right? It's a cancer. That cancer is located on the tongue, I believe. It's in the mouth. Isn't that right?
Right.
You're awfully nervous. Now, see, that's a prostate cover that caused that. If that's been some time, you've been a little upset. You never have been able to do your life. You've got, of course, you got bad eyes. Something wrong with your eyes. Your hearing's not good. You've been lately feeling awful sluggish and wore out. Strength depleted. Isn't that right?
Right.
Was that true? Now, if that's true, so the audience will be able to see, raise up this hand. If that was true, every word.
Right.
All right. Do you now accept Jesus as your healer? I'll lay my hands on you, and according to his word, he said, they shall recover. You shall have your healing, my brother. Go home rejoicing and happy, and be made well in the name of Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. Oh, this is so wonderful. Many times they get me so weak. Last night they had a little time with me. I mean, I can't last many years like this, friend. It burns your life right out of you. Many of you might not understand why, but sometimes he has to pack me off his platform. That one case of that demon leaving that man just then, it's got me reeling, staggering. See? The human part's gone. The supernatural comes in and works through human flesh. Not the human flesh, but the supernatural working through it. Just like the light coming through that bulb. It isn't the bulb, it's the light, the current going through it. Take the current off. Dark. Same with the humanist. How many remember when a woman touched Jesus' garment and he got real weak? How many remember the prophet Daniel when he saw one vision? He said, I was troubled in my head for many days. Is that right? Now you understand what I mean? See, you've got to break into a sphere that people know nothing about. There's no need of trying to explain it. You don't know it. Won't be known. After I'm gone, this will come up on someone else. All right. How do you do this? You are the station, aren't you? Well, we be strangers, I believe, lady. I don't think I ever seen you. And if we be strangers, then I'm standing here as a man, you as a lady, and there's
some few thousand people looking at us. Besides that, there's a supernatural being standing, which is the angel of God that I'm speaking of. And just as certain as I'm saying, you're aware of that. You know there's something that you've never felt anything like that in your life. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand so that people see that is right. Because your faith is again moving fully. Yes, ma'am? I see you going away from me now. You're going back. You stop at the side of a bed. I see you holding on to the side of a bed. You're crippled, or no, you have an arthritis or some kind of a condition. I see you then start across the street, and you move down real easy to cross the street. And you were wearing the same clothes. It's been reasonable. Say you got something on your mind you're worried about. You're upset. I see something hanging near you. You're upset about something, aren't you? You're worried. Now be honest with me. It is. It's something you're worrying about. Here it comes. Yes. It's concerning childbirth. You're afraid of a miscarriage, which being pregnant. Is that right? Don't worry. Go in Jesus Christ. Let's say praise be to God. Jesus Christ. Let's give God praise like this. Now he is here to make well, to heal, to do all things. The reason I kept holding on, lady, I tried to hold on to those people too long. If I see one thing, I just let it go. But the lady was stumped when I said she was worried about something. Now I noticed then, I've seen what she was worried about. I went ahead and her face got confirmed. Sometimes she has to pause longer than others. But of course that lightning brings the crowd down. Maybe it has to cut off short, but be forever now. All right, lady, come ahead. Be reverent. Oh, you are blessed, my sister. Don't you fear. You only have faith. Don't let nobody put nothing else in your mind. You're going to be all right. When she passed out, you know, I felt it go out to her again, you see. I know God had respected that woman's faith. All right, would you come here, lady, if you would? I believe that you and I are strangers. I don't remember you, if I've ever seen you. It's been somewhere in life that I do not remember. But you've come to be made well, aren't you? And I perceive right away that you're a Christian. You're a charitable sort of a person. You have a heart that you like to give, to do things good for others. Say you're a businesswoman, aren't you? Aren't you in some sort of a business? That's right, you are. I believe you're in a clothing business, isn't that right? Is that true? Yes. And you, or say you've even sent me clothes, lady. You've given me clothes, have you? You have. And you're suffering with kind of a headache and everything. You have a funny, odd feeling. You've been fasting for the last few days, haven't you? You haven't had that feeling since you've been fasting because it's been better. Is that right? Is that true? You've had an operation too, haven't you? That's right. And now, you've believed always that if I lay hands on you and ask God, that would lead you. Well, those feelings hit you, you have funny feelings, feel like it's pulling you and shoving you forward. Is that right? Come here, sister. This will confirm you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, bless this woman who I bless. You said, whatever you find on earth, I'll find in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Almighty God, knowing that this evil spirit has left the woman through the fast, may it stay away from her now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she go and be made well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice and be happy. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and bring about all his benefits. Who healeth all thy diseases, who forgives all thy iniquities, that's the benefit of serving the Lord. All right, bring the lady. Everybody, be reverent. Have faith in God. Do not doubt. Only believe. Have faith in God. I believe the Almighty is going to do something wonderfully. Oh, please, friend. Please. If God is testifying, faith to be true, I know it seems too deep to fathom. I'm not reading your mind, but just a group out there just wondering. Not that you don't believe, but you're just in admiration. You're wondering. Now let the audience know if this is true. Isn't that true? If it is, raise your hands. I see this audience here. I see it. That's right. Just in admiration. You're just believing. I don't want it. Just accept. No one can figure God out. You can't do it. There's no need of trying. You'll never figure God out. You've got to believe by faith. How do you do? Well, I don't know if I've ever seen you in my life. We are strangers. And now look, audience. God told Moses, I'm going to send you down into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. He said, I'm a man of slow speech. He said, but I'm going to give you a sign to do before the people, and if you do this before the people, then turn your hand and heal it with leprosy and fix the stick to a serpent. So then the people will believe that I sent him. He did that one time. That settled it. Is that right? Well, here is a woman, as far as I know. I've never seen her in my life. She's standing here. I don't know her. Never seen her in my life. She doesn't know me no more, I guess, by the paper or being in a meeting looking at me. But we being strangers. And if I testify to you that when I was born, the little boy back there in the mountains, that light kind of hung over where I was, it followed me all the days of my life, and I think it was because of my righteousness. It was the foreordination of God. Ephesians 1 said these things was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Now, somebody wants the scripture for that. I feel it. All right, I'll give it to you. All right, the Jews. The first four verses read. These, a man of old, foreordained, a man of crept in, unaware, foreordained to this condemnation. The lascivious, use the grace of our Lord, or lascivious. Is that right? Man foreordained of old to this condemnation. Like Pharaoh in Egypt, Judas Iscariot, born the son of perdition. If you've got the least spark upon your heart for God, you are to thank God and serve Him with all your might. Right? Or He's giving you an opportunity. Now I stand here declaring the Creator of heaven and earth, Jehovah God. I claim to be a representative of His in these last days to bring faith to His church. And here stands a woman by me, and if I tell truth, then God vindicate my worst truth. If I do not tell the truth, He'll have nothing to do with me. Any man can say anything. But if God speaks of it and says it's truth, then you believe the truth. You believe God. Now if I tell truth, then if God will help me, I'll be able to see our sister. Now you know what I mean by see her? Not that I don't see her now. But when Elijah, when they came down, the king, Jerome, and Ahab's son, and all come down before, and Jehoshaphat, come down before Elijah, and said, should they go up to battle or so forth? You know what Elijah said? If it wasn't that I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look to you. Look at your sea, is that right? The prophet said, respect him, I'll look at you. Now, lady, I want you to see this way and know surely that that feeling that you feel on you now, that's Almighty God. You believe that. I want you to be just as reverent as you can be in His presence. Now, look here, let me talk to you just a little bit. Now, you're nervous, I see that, because you're twisting your hands and going on, which that's just anyone could see that. You see you shaking and know that you're nervous. And it's a little more than ever now, because it's the presence. Now, be in prayer for the rich. You see that coming from back in there, interfering with me here. Now, I just want to turn this way just a moment. See, sometimes, not as I'm trying to say you people don't believe, but you're human beings possessed with a spirit. And when it's coming this way, that wave's coming this way, and the vision won't materialize right, you see. And now, yes, you suffer the heart trouble. Is that right? You have liver trouble. It's bothering your liver. That is right. You're extremely nervous. Isn't that right? And you have... So you've been prayed for before, haven't you? I see you in some sort of a big meeting being prayed for. It's a great big meeting, too. I see a blanket. There's Brother Osborne. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. That's right. Come here a minute. Will you go to be, you go to believe now with all your heart? Almighty God, author of life and giver of every gift, send thy blessings upon the woman and make her well. Jesus of Nazareth, heal her. I pray thee, Father, in Jesus' name, that this horrible thing will leave her, especially this nervousness that she can get herself to quieten. May she leave this tabernacle tonight, going to her home, rejoicing, happy, made well, singing the praises of God, and never be bothered no more. For I bless her in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that you really believe? With all your heart and strength? Believe that God will provide, will make. Do you believe that you're healed? You do? Yes. Say, here's something. Just to confirm your faith a little farther. I see a surgeon standing near you in an operating room. You've had an operation, haven't you? Isn't that right? And wasn't that a kidney operation? And here, I seem to have this thing laying across you this way. Is that true? If it is, raise up this arm. I've seen the head thing laying over you like this and turns you over sideways when you get the anesthetic. That's true, isn't it? All right. Now, do you believe with all your heart? All right, go off the platform, rejoicing, claiming your healing. Don't never say anything else about it. That's what you're doing. Let's say, praise the Lord. There's the cursedness of passing through prayer line after prayer line. When you once accept your healing, don't you never go through another prayer line. You let that settle it forever. See? Every time you come back, it just makes it that much harder, that much harder, that much harder. See? And it breaks. Now, Brother Baxter had pulled that screen across there, so it'll make it a whole lot better for me now. I'm sure. All right, bring the lady. All right. How do you do, sister? Do you believe now with all your heart? You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is here to bless you and to make you well? You do. All right, sir. You're anemia, aren't you? Is that right? Have nervous trouble also. Smother a whole lot with a heart condition. It kind of make you think that, but isn't there but nerve. But you're going to get well. Do you believe that? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, walk the platform, rejoicing and thanking the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Move in now. Have faith. Don't doubt. I may stand in this line house for to believe with all your heart. All right, now in there now. Just keep believing. All right, bring the lady. How do you do, sister? Do you believe with all your heart? Believe that God is here to make you well. Believe the Holy Spirit will confirm His work tonight and do it. The only thing you're wondering now is what's going to be said about you. Not reading your mind. But your heart trouble has left you. And you can go off in your back trouble also. So you can go off the platform and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, come, lady. Do you believe me as God's prophet? Is that with all your heart? With all your heart. You're diabetic, aren't you? Go home and be well in the name of the Lord. Be reverent, everyone. Keep reverent. Hold everywhere in the building if you possibly can. Now don't move around me in prayer. See, friends, if you only knew how that throws me out here, how many of you believe you understand what I'm talking about? It's a foul. See, it's the Holy Spirit. You're so timid. Just as timid as it can be. All right. Hey, everyone, real reverend. All right. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe it's God and it's God's servant? You have two or three things bothering you. One thing you're interested in is your eye. Which got you have a little stomach trouble also, which is causing a nervous condition and sickness, isn't it? Bringing you down. You want to be healed? Say, Jesus, I accept your atonement right now.
Oh, yes,
Lord. God bless you. Go and be healed. Lord Jesus. Come, lady. If you come in this way, if God will speak to me and tell me what's wrong with you, will you accept it?
Yes.
Heart trouble. Go off and be made well in the name of the Lord. Let's say, praise the Lord.
That's the way.
If you keep believing, if you just have faith, keep believing, you're sitting there talking to the mute sister. Keep them believing. There's one believing right there that's real strong. I've watched it two or three times now. Watch that lady there just a moment, the green dress on. I've seen it move over her twice now. Tell her to be sure to have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. I believe the woman's going to receive her speech and hearing. Everyone around, I can't say just what's happening. I see what's the matter. She's been that way a long time. I think she was born in that condition. I see a vision coming over, but still it looks dark around her head part. Everyone around. All right, come, sir. Now, please, come into the man. How did you, sir? You're healed of your back trouble, so you can go off the platform and thank God for being healed of your back trouble. You won't have it. God bless you, brother. Let's say, praise the Lord. Everyone, reverend, believe with all your heart. Something struck them out of that back trouble. Sympathetic spirit struck then. Somebody else, just a moment. Know that somebody was healed, man, the same thing. I felt it pull me sideways again. Wait till the man passes by. Here it goes, yes. It's a lady. No, it's a lady sitting there with that cherry on her hat. She had back trouble. It's been evil. Lady sitting back there, do you have something wrong in your spine? The spinal trouble in that? Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole, lady. God bless you. You can go home now and be well. All right, lady, your heart trouble left you while you were standing here. You can go home now and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. Have faith. Believe. The little lady sitting there in the dark. Keep believing. Move towards you just then for a few moments. Have faith. Believe. Don't doubt. How do you do, sister? Do you believe with all your heart? Your stomach trouble will get all right. Go home and eat what you want to and say, thank God for the healing name my son. Or say, praise the Lord. All right, come here, honey. You want to get over that asthma, don't you? Well, come here and put your arms around Brother Branham. Our Heavenly Father, I ask thee to be merciful to this child. Almighty God, may she take your message back to her Catholic people, telling them that Jesus Christ, the great healer, has made her whole. I curse this asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. May she be healed from now on. Amen. God bless you, honey. Go home and be well. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, come, my brother. How do you do, brother? You believe with all your heart? You're suffering something wrong in your heart, too. Yes. Isn't that right? You have a heart trouble. Yes. Not only that, but you have arthritis. Isn't that right? Yes. Will you obey me as God's prophet?
Amen.
Raise your hands up in the air.
Yes.
Open your feet up and down. Don't never say anything about more arthritis. Go off the platform. You're healed with arthritis, heart trouble. God bless you. Say praise the Lord. All right, lady, do you believe where you're sitting? If I'm able by the Spirit of God to tell you what's wrong with you, where you stand, will you accept your healing right now? You have a tumor, didn't you? Walk the platform, don't claim it no more. You believe with all your heart? What do you think out there? Be reverent, and God shall bring it to pass. Don't have no doubts. Always have faith. God will make you well. I'm watching this woman sitting here in this chair, and this man too. Brother, I want to see you all come up in that chair tonight and walk. I want you to believe. Sometimes people think when people are sitting in the chairs, they get to a place where they think they're helpless. You're not hopeless, no, sir. Jesus Christ loves you and wants to heal you. All right. Be reverent now. All right, bring your patient. All right, sister. All victim of the circumstances. trouble, seen much of it in your lifetime. Now here you are suffering with a back trouble. Right across your back, you have pains all the time. You got a swollen spleen. You have heart trouble. You did have, but you don't no more. Your faith has healed. That's the way a person has faith like that little woman. It all can heal out there and all is now. That's right. Have faith in God and do not doubt. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Would you like to eat a good meal again like you used to? Do you believe in God's prophet?
Amen.
Go eat anything you want to in the name of Jesus Christ. Be made well. Let's say praise the Lord. Let's give God praise like this. Oh, my, that's great. You ever see a little child healed and wearing a white shirt? He had a heart trouble. Couldn't tell just where it was at. It seems to be setting to the right. I ever wonder, Reverend, it's a little boy, a little light-headed boy, about 8 years old, had heart trouble, wearing a white shirt. All right, everybody, Reverend, if such and such a child is in the audience, he's healed. I see him come before me, had a white shirt on, and he is a little light-headed boy. He's about, looked to be about this high, suffering with heart trouble. If such a child is in the audience, parents, fear no more, because the baby is going to be well. All right, sister, come forward. You believe with all your heart, then your heart trouble's over. All right. Also, I see another thing. I see, yes, you had a stomach trouble also, didn't you? All right, sir. Just go on, eat what you want to now. You believe? That's all you have to do. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. That might not mean much to you, but what that means to her. She had an acid stomach. She hadn't eaten for a long time. I see her turn her head and vomit and everything like that, and wash her face and everything fainty like. But she's going to be all right now. That don't mean much maybe to anyone who's not suffering it. But if it was you, you'd sure be very, very thankful to receive it. My lady, you set the chair. Do you believe with all your heart? Pass on, just take a hold of my hand. Do you believe he is God's prophet?
Amen.
You'll pass the tumor. Go in the name of the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Let's bless the Lord, oh my soul. Looking here. Some people wonder about these people in these wheelchairs just a moment. Have faith. Don't fear. I look, I'm watching to you people. But the thing of it is with you all, many times when people get in a wheelchair, they think, oh, I'm hopeless. The doctor told me I can't do it. Then you believe that. As long as you believe that, it'll be that way. I see you. I've seen you night after night. I've seen many things. I've seen this lady sitting here for the last 2 or 3 nights. I've seen a vision come over each night. And I know what's wrong with the woman. Certainly I can tell her what's wrong with her. But I can't heal her. That lady sitting right there has some kind of a spell. She's weak spell. When she raises up, she just starts to go forward. Isn't that right, lady? If you just use just a little bit of faith, have faith like the nurses got there. You can come out of that little chair and go down to the building and go on home. Forget about it. I can see your vision, but I can't heal you. This gentleman sitting here in your hand, and why do you think that? You believe me in God's prophet? You're a stranger to me. You're sitting there with braces over your limb. You know what happened to you? You had an accident, broke your hip, and won't heal. Isn't that right? It is, raise your hand and wave it like that. That's right. Have faith in God, and God heals your hip. You go home, be well. Amen. You believe with all your heart. Don't ask. This man sitting here, I see you look at me, sir. Look this way and believe me to be God's prophet. Do you believe me? All right. I know what's wrong with you. You're suffering from multiple sclerosis. But God will make you well, isn't it now? See, God, isn't that right? Raise your hand. Isn't that true? God can make you well if you just believe it. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Oh, how wonderful. Paralyzed. But God can heal you and make you well. Is that right? Paralyzed. I see what happened. You draw down your limbs. But God can make you well. See that, friend, today, the cripple, they get to a place where they think they can't. Now, the same spirit is moving amongst these people. They just like a little faith. If you'll do the same thing, you'll walk from this building tonight. I can't heal no one. If I could, I have to accept their faith, to accept faith and believe. I'll challenge anybody in the building to look, sit here, and believe that God sent me and believe the testimony that I say is the truth, and God will make you well. That's right. God will do it. I see a lady sitting right here now, looking this way. She got a dark hat on, a dark dress. Stand up right there, lady. You're right there. Yes. No. Yeah, but bitch, you're up. You stand up. You won't hold it. You stand up there a minute. All right, lady. Look this way and believe me. Do you believe me with all your heart?
I don't always say that you interfere with the interfere that baby's coming before the lady. Let me see her first. It's right here. Yes, sir. You're suffering with a nervous trouble. Isn't that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand if that's true. Do you receive me now as your healing? In the name of Christ, be healed. Amen. What if you lay together that says that white thing on your head? Do you believe with all your heart? With all your heart? You're suffering with a heart trouble, aren't you? Pardon me, raise up your hand. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why wouldn't you go into it? You can keep going on and on and on. Do you believe with all your heart? Here, this little soulless man sitting here looking to me, sitting right behind the lady. That man sitting here covered with us. I believe it's a rupture condition. Is that right, sir? Say, raise up your hand and receive your healing in the name of the Lord. Sure. There's another man sitting right there by you now with a vest on, with a tie. He's looking this way, great faith in that man. Stand up, sir. You suffer with a cancer, but now you're healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, be well. Amen. How do you see with all your heart? Here's just a man over here, thin air, wearing a little checkered ball tie. Right there, sir. You had arthritis, didn't you? You would feel the water while you were sitting here. Stand up and receive it. To be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. There you are. That's the way to be healed. Way back in the back. Look this way. Believe with all your heart. How many back there believe that God sent me to do His work? Raise your hand. I see a lady sitting right through here. Something's happening. The lady got on a blue dress. She's got some kind of flower bent on her side. It looks kind of neat. The lady's suffering with a stomach trouble way back up that mountain. Sitting right there here in the rain. Stand up, lady. You back here to this side here with the blue dress on the face. That's you. Yes, ma'am. Stand up. You have stomach trouble, isn't you? Raise your hand up if that's true. All right, you're healed. Go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Any person needs your healing healed right now with the glory of God. You can stand here all day now. Do you believe it? What about you, your lady? You can walk. You can do it if you just ask Christ. You too, sir. There's no need to stand there. You can be made whole. Stand to your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all of you can do it. Let's be healed. Raise your hands over one another. That's right. They're getting up here. Put your hands over one another. Raise your hands up and raise your hands to God. Oh, my God, all of your life, we give a reverence to you. Stand out there, pick up all of these. Heal every one of them, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I curse the sickness. Be with the audience. Go ahead.